Hello, I'm Jane Curtis, CEO of Southern Health Sondhi Sud. This is the regional all-staff update for September 2, 2020. As many families prepare for an unprecedented return to school transition, healthcare workers in Manitoba are also facing new challenges, responding to ongoing new protocols in the midst of a rise in the new COVID-19 cases across the province. The current situation in Manitoba maintains that all COVID-19 is still with us, with new cases climbing to new levels. Effective Thursday, Manitoba will reintroduce restrictions to travel to the north. New restrictions have also been implemented just west of us in the Prairie Mountain Health Region as they manage COVID-19 outbreaks in four of their healthcare facilities. A heightened level of caution is also in effect for Southern Health Sondhi Sud, related to various community outbreaks, including the personal care home in Steinbach. First and foremost, I want to recognize that every shift, every worry, and every loss we encounter at Bethesda Place is heartfelt among us across the region. I want to thank the staff at Bethesda Place and the Bethesda Regional Health Center for their selfless contributions and dedicated commitment in supporting coworkers and residents during this difficult time. The leadership has been second to none. In response to our request for assistance, several staff from around the region have offered to redeploy to support the Steinbach facilities. We recognize that for many of these staff, they are accepting to redeploy to an environment where they have never worked before. We are very grateful and thank you for leading a much needed helping hand. Having said that, we are once again urgently calling out for more help. More support is very much needed, especially if you are an RN, LPN, or a healthcare aide. If you feel able to respond to this request for assistance, please talk to your manager. I want to also assure you that together with Manitoba Health and Shared Health, we are working to do everything we can to protect the health of staff, patients, and the community. All hands are on deck. Here are some of the latest updates on the COVID-19 response in Manitoba. Regarding mandatory masks, all healthcare facilities in Manitoba now require all visitors to wear non-medical masks for the duration of their visits. This requirement applies to all who visit healthcare facilities, including designated support persons, general visitors, and outpatients attending medical appointments. Exceptions include children under the age of 5, and individuals with medical conditions unrelated to COVID-19, including breathing or cognitive difficulties that prevent them from safely wearing a mask. Persons who are unable to put on or remove their masks without assistance are also exempted. Patients seeking care at emergency departments, urgent care centers, and/or clinics will be encouraged to wear non-medical masks, but will continue to be provided with a procedure mask if appropriate when screened prior to entry. Staff are also strongly encouraged to bring and wear their own non-medical masks for use when passing through healthcare facilities, like in hallways and other areas where patients may be present, even if physical distancing cannot be maintained. This recommendation for staff does not replace the need for appropriate use of facility-provided personal protective equipment. Regarding PPE, every day in all healthcare settings and situations, healthcare workers rely on basic infection prevention and control measures to prevent the spread of infection from patient to patient, from patient to staff, from staff to patient, and from staff to staff. Our ability to sustain vital services to the community is dependent on the well-being of all healthcare workers. As healthcare workers, it's imperative that we take the appropriate and available actions for using PPE to protect each other, our patients, and the community from exposure to and transmission of COVID-19. This ongoing vigilance is expected in the care of all patients and in every healthcare setting, in addition to practicing the fundamentals of hand hygiene, physical distancing, and staying home when you are ill. I cannot stress this enough. Please stay home when you are ill. Increasingly, many of us are experiencing feelings of fear, anxiety, and stress under the pressure of increased workforce demands, message fatigue, and rising case numbers. We want to encourage you to reach out if you need support. The Wellness Support Line is a confidential phone number you can call. Mental health clinicians are ready to listen and support you during this difficult time. I also want to remind you that we have our employees assistance program that is always available. Visit our website where you will find a link on the homepage providing access to various mental health supports. As my message concludes, I want to say thank you. Regardless of the geographical area you live in, you have shown some of your best qualities by working together, helping those in need, and making sure we are ready to take the challenges ahead of us. More than ever, we need to pull together, to work together, and to collectively remain strong together for the health and well-being of the people in our communities and each other, so that together we can enjoy a healthier tomorrow. Thank you.